T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Mike and Christian back here on Sports Talk. We welcome in now Saints color analyst Deuce McAllister. Deuce, how are you, man?
Doing good. How are you gentlemen doing?
All right, good, Deuce. We're going to get into some Saints conversation, but I know you follow college baseball in particular, your Ole Miss baseball team, and they look like they were putting it together against LSU. They ended up as a 9 seed in the SEC tournament. How dangerous are they, though?
Well, I think for them, they've just got to figure out a way to get into the tournament. You know, question whether or not they're in at this point, to be honest. And for a moment there, it looked like they were squarely going to miss the SEC tournament, much less the NCAA tournament, and that's still probably up to debate depending on who you talk to and who you follow as far as they're going to get in the NCAA tournament. But you know, you dropped 2 of 3 to Texas A&M, had a chance probably to win it, at least to take the series against A&M, and now you end up having to play tomorrow, and you do play a Vanderbilt team that obviously LSU fans are very, very familiar with. You know, you took 3 from them as far as that game is concerned, but it may not be Coach Corbin's best team as far as Vandy, but they're still the Vanderbilt Commodores, and they normally have a pretty, pretty good baseball team. So it's going to be interesting, you know, for Ole Miss. They've found their offense a little bit of late, and it's been the starting pitchers that have kind of probably let them down this weekend where they couldn't really just get through and finish a game.
Deuce, again, we'll get the Saints stuff in a minute. I know you like college baseball. You follow it, watch it. And I know you probably are familiar with the news that came down today. Dylan Cruz, the slugger for LSU center fielder, is named co-player of the SEC for the year. How much have you had a chance to watch of him and just think he's coming back to this program next year?
Yeah, he'll be back. I mean, and so for him, I don't want to say it's always setting personal goals and then going out there and either reaching them or exceeding it, and then making sure that you can have some hitters around him so he sees some decent pitches as well. And I think that's always probably the challenge is, hey, look, if we can get a guy on, we know that, hey, look, it's either going to be an RBI opportunity for him to drive in a run, or he's not going to see any pitches. And what I mean by that, and you guys know it, is everything's going to be probably away, or it's going to, hey, look, we would rather walk him and let somebody else have to beat us instead of Cruz, Dylan having the opportunity to kind of beat us. And so that's always an interesting matchup, you know, when you have a hitter like that that you know that's normally going to produce for you. One, can I get somebody on base for him? And then do I have enough protection behind him where he can at least see some pitches to possibly make sure that he's going to get good pitches himself?
That's why Jacob Berry mostly batted behind him. Yeah, I know they moved him up to 1 from time to time, but that's why you put Berry at 3.
Yeah, you stack it.
Yeah, can't pitch around. You don't want to pitch around Dylan Cruz and face Jacob Berry. Come on. That's a good point, Deuce. Sure.
Yeah, I mean, and that's what you have to continue to do, even, you know, as you build into the SEC tournament. And, you know, I know the question was for LSU, you know, kind of up and down team. And at one point, they were probably squarely in the mix to be one of the 8 national seeds. Obviously, I think that they'll be hosting after the SEC tournament. But the question is, are you one of the 8 nationals? You know, will you be able to host a super regional if you were – you know, being able to put themselves in that position. And I think, how many SEC wins? Did they have 18 or did they get 20?
Finished with 17.
So I think the magic number is probably 20. If you get to 20, then you're a regional host.
Well, no, I think they're a borderline, Deuce. I think they're a borderline regional host now. I think if they get to 20 wins, if they win the SEC tournament, they're now potentially in the conversation for a top eight national seed.
I probably beg to differ just because in the past, traditionally, and I know Maine probably played something into that. In the past, traditionally, I don't think the committee took the tournaments for what they were. So if you ended up going on a run and you were probably in that conversation, you had to probably win it all in order to be a regional host, if that makes sense. You know, I think that more so than not, they were like, hey, look, you didn't take care of your business during the regular season. We're not discounting the tournament because we know we have automatic qualifiers from the tournament, but we're not giving you extra credence just because you won your tournament and now you feel like you deserve to be one of the top eight seeds as far as for hosting super regionals.
Deuce, I'll tell you the story. When things broke between Coach Saban and Jimbo, Bobby passed down the hall, passed by me, and he's like, hey, Mike, man, what the hell's going on? So, you know, we're talking about it. He said, well, when's the next coach to go off? I said, I got my money on Lane Train. And sure enough, you know, they banned him from Dan Patrick. You know, he makes a couple of comments. But, man, this has really opened up, you know, so many different features now of the last time I saw something like this, man, I was a little kid and, you know, my dad explained to me what Joe Valachi was all about. He ratted out the mob, okay? And that's basically what Coach Saban did. He's sort of ratting out people at this stage. And I know everybody's spinning it that, oh, well, he's saying he's trying to get some sense into these name, image, likeness deals. Come on. That was a cry out to his Alabama boosters and people that he getting money from that, hey, listen, we better straighten up real quick because Texas A&M, if you think they were first this year, that could widen now. And I think some of the comments that he wished he could take back was about paying players because, one, I've seen Nick kind of go off a little bit and his valves go off. But, man, not people in recruiting are going to use that and say, man, what? You want to go to Alabama? And Coach Saban don't think you should get money. They'll spin that a certain way. And you know, it wasn't a smart move. I know he apologized and everything for it. But now it seems as though this has become WWE wrestling. Everybody wants the mic. You know, they right in front of the WrestleMania deals. They want to be in the main event. And now, boy, this has really, really set the fire. And it's such a long off season of college football. I know you and I talked about that. Man, when it ends, and you don't get it again until August. That's a long off season. They're going to be talking about this till they kick off the season again in August.
You know, there's a proverb or old probably fable saying that, you know, there's honor amongst thieves or at least
no honor amongst thieves.
There's no honor amongst thieves, yep. But the thieves normally don't go and tell on each other.
That's right.
Does that make sense?
Yeah,
that's, you know, correct.
We both know what each are doing, but I'm not going to go tell on each other. So, you know, there's normally a little moral grounds between the thieves in a sense, and you have to understand who the that Nick Saban was speaking to. And yes, Nick Saban, Coach Saban knew that this conversation was being recorded. There was no doubt about that. I mean, it's one that they were, you know, he was, I think Coach Nate was there, the basketball coach,
yes,
was there as well at the event. Here's the thing. A couple problems with the whole statement. You don't want to say that a player is being paid by a coach or a player is being paid by a university. In theory, no, they're not. But there's not one bit that you don't think that coach does not know what's going on. They're too detailed in their work. It's the collectives that Nick is after. And what I mean by that, and we don't have enough time, you guys can talk about it, but you can go and look at what some of the collectives are doing and how they want to get the alumni out of some of the collectives as far as buying players or, you know, putting a deal together for a player. You've even got the legislator getting behind and amending some of their rules to where they keep their state schools competitive to what the other ones are doing, because for the most part, it was going to be, hey, look, once the kid is enrolled, then he can benefit from NIL. But now it's to the point to where the kid doesn't even have to be enrolled. He can be just committed. And once he commits to a school, he can literally
– insanity.
He can literally start collecting for NIL.
While he's in high school.
While he's in high school. Look at the five-star quarterback out of California that's committed to Tennessee. He has a really, really nice deal for himself. He's a senior in high school. He's not the only one. I mean, and this is something that probably football has not ever experienced, at least not publicly. This has always been the AAU world. This has always been the Nike world or the Adidas or the Reebok world with travel basketball. It is squarely in the mix with college football, and I think it will probably be like this for another 2 years before legislation, whether it's NCAA schools, whether it's a conference, you know, they will get behind it to slow it down at some point. But right now, it's the Wild Wild West.
It's genie out the bottle, and there's nobody with a cork to put it in.
Well, look, they're going to have a hard time because the Supreme Court voted 9-0. You cannot prevent someone from making money off their name, image, and likeness.
And I'm all for that. Listen, anybody who can make money, I'm for it.
But the conferences at one point will try to control it. I mean,
yes,
because
it's just like
Mike said. We already know the lower tier schools, they're going to have an issue anyway because you don't have the alumni base. You don't have that type of capital coming in. But the individual schools that have resources galore, if I am an individual and I am in the position to say, hey, look, we may not be able to recruit naturally, but we have the resources to recruit via NIL, and I want to see a national championship in my lifetime, I'm going to do any and everything I can to at least get the best personnel to be able to see that. That's what you got going on. I mean, that's what it is.
I've talked to a lot of coaches, assistants, head coaches, and their deal is, listen, I understand the name, image, likeness thing, and I can live with it. What I can't live with is the tampering of some coach trying to tamper with a player that's on my team and trying to steal him away from me, you know, okay? And we saw it with the Pitt wide receiver. Okay, and you heard the Pitt head coach sort of say, wait a minute, I had a phone call with Lincoln Riley. I know what you guys are trying to do here, and I understand what's happening, but come on, this is wrong now. So basically he's calling out Lincoln for being another thief in the night by tampering with a player that's already on your team that he knows has got a chance to be special, and now I've got a multi-million dollar name, image, likeness deal sitting for you here in LA.
It's bad. I mean, because in college football, there's a couple of differences. Obviously, in the NFL, you have a free agency period. In the NFL, you have a salary cap. You know exactly what you can spend. You don't have any of that in college football. Now, you had to be in the transfer portal by May 1st. And after May 1st, unless you are a grad transfer, you're not going to be eligible. But if you're in a transfer portal before May 1st, it's wide open. And see, here's the other part of it, Mike, that we didn't talk about. You're not only recruiting or trying to get NIL deals for high school and junior college kids, you're trying to get them for your own players. Because you have not only players that have a one-time transfer opportunity, but players at maybe a lower-tier team that has outplayed what people thought he was. He's developed to beyond maybe playing at a certain level. Now he is being recruited to a bigger school, and the smaller schools, what can they do? They can't do anything. You know, it's an opportunity to play at a bigger conference. I get this NIL deal, and the young man's gone. And now from a college coach, not only does he have to worry about recruiting year-round, I got to recruit my own kids. I got to continually recruit them to try to keep them happy from being poached. And people talk about, well, what do you mean tampering? No school is contacting a player. But that doesn't stop me from contacting his old high school coach.
That doesn't
stop me from contacting his trainer that he trains. Stop me from contacting the uncle that we felt like was uncle is the guy that you're going to deal with because he was always looking for money.
Deuce, what do you make of the latest news that Odell Beckham Jr. said he's interested in playing for the Saints?
I thought it was something that probably would have happened last year if Jameis is not injured and he's able to stay on that same progression that he was on, just because it gave them a lot more, a bigger picture, even probably with Taysom in that role and not being injured and hurt. You probably have a lot better shot at getting Odell. And look, this is something serious for him because he wants to make the same impact that you have with the Honey Badger and Jarvis and those guys being able to come home. And, you know, I think that it's probably not being said enough by us as well. We think we know what you're going to get on the football field, but the impact that those young men will make off the football field by inspiring some of the younger athletes in this state, LSU could not buy that type of impact as far as selling to some of the local prospects from the state of Louisiana, but particularly from this region. It will be proven that is written for LSU as far as the team. And if I'm recruiting, that's what I write. That's the story that you write. And so I think that obviously you feel pretty good of what you're going to get on the field, but the impact that they will have off the field, I don't know if we can truly measure at this point.
Deuce, thank you, man. Appreciate the time.
Thank you, Deuce.
All right, thank you. Thank you, fellas.
All right, Saints color analyst Deuce McAllister. He's Mike Dettillier. I'm Christian Garrick. This is Sports Talk here on WWL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.